And the lights and a tune called Friends. It's appropriate because I have friends in the studio from Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon and Valencia are back with the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Lovely to see you again. Eamon has been away for a couple of shows now, but back looking refreshed, which is lovely, and Valencia looking scared because now the cats come back, eh? Today we're looking at the Lanzerac Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Is it the Yonkers Hook version of the Lanzerac Sauvignon Blanc?
Yes, Dave.
Okay. You
hit the nail on the head there, yes.
There we go. Well, I'm looking forward to that because apparently it's rather good. It's a bit like the Sauvignon Blanc show, this one, because we tend to hit the Sauvignon Blanc every week. I must just tell you something, apropos not much at all. I was at the launch, the media launch of the Zimbali Lakes Ernie Els wine bar and grill or whatever it's called.
Oh, yes, probably. Last week, yes.
Yeah, and they had support from I think it was six or eight, but certainly a number of winemakers from Stellenbosch. It was only Stellenbosch winemakers, one of which produced a red that was supposedly off the charts good, very expensive, came in a lock-up box and, you know, under security, and you could have a little taste. Came around from table to table and had a little taste. I wanted to say, Eamon, if you had brought that wine here, I would have told you it was not very nice. It was very not to my taste at all. But you see, I'm not a sophisticated drinker, and maybe that appeals to the very sophisticated drinker. Maybe, you know, someone who has cooked their palate on heavy cigars and all sorts of other stuff. I don't know. All I can say is I am eternally grateful for you guys bringing week after week wines of exceptional taste and flavor that I generally enjoy.
It'll be interesting to see. I must look into that and try to find out which wine that was, Dave.
Well,
and
it came from a place called Turin.
Oh. Not De Turin.
Yes.
De Turin.
Oh.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see which one it was. Maybe it was the
Malbec.
The Turin Z,
maybe? The Turin Z. Or Delicate.
Or the Delicate. It wouldn't be the Delicate. Maybe the Turin Z.
Or Fusion 5.
Or the Fusion 5.
I think it's Fusion 5.
I know it was many thousands of rands worth of wine.
It's a bottle. Fusion 5.
No, that's no, it's not that one. It could have been the Malbec.
Well, it did have Malbec in it for sure, because he spoke about the great varietals. But the point is this. I'm sure it's a marvelous wine for the connoisseur, but it doesn't appeal to me. And this is the thing with wines. You know, generally speaking, it is a personal thing, which is why I really appreciate the fact that you have regularly the opportunity for folk listening to this to taste the wine at Tops at Lifestyle after we've had an opportunity to discuss it. So that you can try before you buy. I think it's so important.
Yeah. It is, especially nowadays. There's such a wide selection of good wines that are out there, and then us being at Lifestyle Tops, the selection that we have is very, very big. So it's been selective over that range. Everybody's got their normal that they go to, but it's also nice to try something else.
Yeah.
So you buy our normal and then try something different as well. Try on the same price category as well. You don't have to go out of the box and pay R500-600 for a bottle of wine. There is wines there that are good value for money.
And if you're new to the joy of the fruit of the vine, you don't necessarily have to put yourself into penury to appreciate.
Yes, you don't take out a mortgage.
Maybe as things go, you know, get more and more interesting to your palate, you might want to climb that ladder to the lofty heights. Right. But generally speaking, as you say, there are great value for money wines that will give you the joy and the opportunity to do the pairing and pairing. All of the things that make wine so special without having to bankrupt yourself. Now, today we're looking at the Lanzerac 2024, and what can you tell us about it?
Valencia
just got a clout. A clout on. If this was television, you would have seen that interaction that would have got you fired by any other. All right, what have we got?
The Yonkers. It's a nice Sauvignon Blanc, 100% Sauvignon Blanc, Lanzerac Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Can see it's 2025, but we changed it's 2024 vintage.
So it comes from, there's three separate blocks of Sauvignon Blanc that make up the component, three components, Dave, from the farm. And Wynard Latigan, the winemaker, cellar master now, they specifically select the particular blocks that go into making the Lanzerac Sauvignon, this particular Sauvignon Blanc. Lanzerac are also known for pinotage, Dave. They were one of the first wineries to make pinotage. Yes,
it's an old winery, very well known. Yes. And they've been around forever.
Yes, they've been around a long time and good consistency every year from the farm, from the vineyards. Yeah. And they make exceptional wines and not overly priced. The Sauvignon Blanc, this one now, is going to be different to the one that you tasted last week and the previous week. So you had Dimmersdale, I believe, last week with Valencia. Mm-hmm. It's just been bottled, that 2026. We're drinking a 24, so it's much more settled. It's 2 years old.
Okay.
So you're going to find that the fruit is much more layered in this. And you're still going to get that citrus, that nice citrus flavor coming through, but very consistent right from the tip to the back of your palate. It's a lovely Sauvignon Blanc, this.
I note the fruit, if you like, that they talk about in the notes, in the tasting notes, is generous aromas of green fruit like Granny Smith apples, and then they interplay with white fruits such as Asian pears and white peaches in a perfect fruit acid balance. And then it introduces a fresh lemongrass mouthfeel, this isn't the taste, with subtle minerality rounded off by a soft creaminess in the long finish due to extended lees contact. Now that means that it's been sitting on the pressed skin.
On the pressed skins, on the lees.
For long
yeast.
Enough to it gives impart it
that,
some of it.
Yeah, it gives it that nice creaminess, Dave. When it's on the lees for so long, you get that nice creaminess, that nice richness that comes through in the wine. And that's what you should pick up on your palate. Nice flavours, that nice big mouthfeel.
Mm. Well, let's see. Now we've had a little splash into the tasting glasses. And as hard as I can breathe, aroma. Well, you know, it's again. I think it comes very much down to the fact that there's auto suggestion at work here, because they say Granny Smith apples. Oh yes, I can. But it is like that.
It is there.
There is a feel of apple and pear. Absolutely, it's almost a little bit like apple pie on the nose.
Yes,
which I love,
especially when it's straight out of the oven, Dave.
Yeah, nothing better. But let's see what the lemongrass and minerality is all about on the tongue.
Mm. Oh.
And now, Ammon, you're baptizing Valencia with the 2024 Sauvignon Blanc from Lanzerac. So you passed the test, you've been baptized. And it's love. The minerality is there.
It is.
And sometimes I find minerality is a bit of a euphemism for, you know, getting your tongue to curl backwards. But this is not too strong. It's there.
It's there. It's just right at the back. And it's on the sides there as well. It's not a real grippy Sauvignon Blanc. The acidity is there, still there, 2 years later.
It's less of a fruit salad and more of a I think probably complex.
I'd say a little bit more complex because of those flavors that are in there, and but those three blocks.
As the taste settles beautifully and it lingers.
It's got a nice mouthful.
Easily,
It just lingers. Just enough on the back. On the back and the sides of your palate. Yeah. So you want to
have another sip.
Have another sip and just kind of like dream away a bit, and then keep going and keep going. But it's very well balanced. The acidity is very, very good in it. It's not overpowering. The layers of fruit, it's just concentrated. Mm. It just sits there on your palate. It's actually very. It's
lovely, and I like it at this temperature. It's beautifully chilled.
It's nice.
And it really, I think, it needs to be. I would imagine room temperature maybe would be a little cloying, but at this nicely chilled temperature, it's perfect.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, especially this one, I think. Well, all Sauvignon Blancs.
Now, we were talking about very expensive wines earlier, and where does this one sit?
Dave, for 120 rand a bottle, you can't go wrong.
Oh, That is exceptional value for what we've got in the glass. I salute you once again. As I say, it's a pity you don't bring me anything that I can really give you gears about, because I sometimes like to be controversial, as you know, but I can't, because your selection is always bang on, and maybe there's a trick to that.
I don't know. I think it's because we taste and taste. You know, we've got a renowned Cape winemaster that lives in Belito. You probably know her name as well, but I won't mention it just in case. But you must taste. You must taste and taste. That's her, one of the main things that Sandy says. That's her first name, Sandy. Very, very good. She's always in the store. But, and that's one thing that I instill in Valencia, and we're training new staff at the moment as well for our lifestyle, to taste.
Yeah.
And taste and taste and taste. And
I think it's true to say. It's funny that, but the more you do, the more you taste wine, the more you can detect, and it's almost a bit like an adventure that you embark on, and it's a wonderful way, I think, of expanding your horizons in taste and flavor. And generally speaking, there is the old adage that wine adds so much to the joy of life, the living, and it's an integral part of good food as well. So,
yes, definitely.
So, yeah, it's not just a question of let's have a splash and get merry. You can do that, absolutely, nothing wrong. But when you start doing the creative pairing and tasting, how dishes change, the complexity, it's almost like magic. It's science, but it's a bit like magic, because you can have a taste of something, have a sip of wine, taste the same thing, and it's completely changed. And you think, how does that work?
Yeah, it's totally different.
It does work like that, and that's why it's so fascinating.
It is. Wine and food will always complement each other, and especially if you're doing a food pairing. The chef or the commis chef who's ever making the food, he must, the way I've done a few, he must taste the wine first. Yes. So he has an idea of what he's going to be pairing with, and his dish is what he's going to make to go with the wine. Some get it right, some get it very right, and then some can get it disastrously wrong. And I've been to a few.
Well,
it hasn't been so good, but
you know, each to their own, I suppose. It's fair to say none of us have got identical palates, which is what makes life quite interesting. But generally speaking, when a wine is good, acceptably good across the board, you will find that there is a commonality, and I think we can all agree that this particular Lanzerac Sauvignon Blanc 2024 ticks all the boxes for what it is. It's not pretentious. It's not going as anything that it isn't. It's not going to curl your tongue that you have to pretend through blinkered eyes that you're loving it because it's very expensive and you've got to pretend. But no, this is just good, honest, lovely, drinkable Sauvignon Blanc, a perfect summer glass of wine for all occasions.
And Dave, just to let you know, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be changing from our normal whites. We'll be going into winter. So we still, white wine is still very popular, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin, and Chardonnay, but we'll be going into our red wines.
Okay.
So we'll have a nice range of reds coming up.
I look forward to that, but I'm a little apprehensive because I had some red wine at this event the other day, and I wasn't at all sure that I was in the right place, because maybe it was just me, and it could have been. But I found the one glass that I had was absolutely, it felt bland and very, you know, it was okay. It was nothing, you know, I didn't want to spit it out. But it just didn't have much complexity. And then I can say from the sublime to the ridiculous, when I thought, maybe I wasn't, it wasn't my finest hour. No. But I look forward to sharing reds with you and getting the lowdown. And there it is, folks, the tasting that will happen tomorrow from 12. Yeah. Of this one?
Of this one, yeah. We'll be doing it Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, yes. A little bit later.
Yeah, 2 to 4 two on to four. Friday and 12 to 2 on Saturdays.
And do take advantage of the opportunity to pop into Tops and talk to the experts. I think you'll be amazed at the depth and the range. You know, there's a vast, vast, vast range of wines. And every one of them has a story to tell. And something tells me that you're going to enjoy just being there. And then, of course, we'll be catching up in a week's time with another Tops at Lifestyle wine tasting for your edification and delight. My special guests, Eamon and Valencia from Tops at Lifestyle, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Dave.
On the Dave Charles Show.